on you, that stuff, mate.
Yeah, but how many after?
Just give me 3 megabytes.
Digital narcotics.
Digital Narcotics, bringing you audible opiates, downloadable straight to your computer. I'm Benjamin James Collingwood, also known as Beej, and I'm joined with the cringing, the cruel, the critically acclaimed Antichrist, the charismatic crime against humanity, Daniel Dando Howarth. How you doing, mate?
I'm all right, mate. You don't need to introduce me like that every time.
Every week. What have you been up to, mate?
Not a lot this weekend, to be honest, man. Just been working and trying to get past 4 miles an hour on the treadmill. Nothing exciting. How about yourself?
Well, I went out to celebrate getting iTunes approval and got quite drunk and decided to try and chat up girls.
Shocker. That's something new.
Hi, and welcome to 10 Reasons Why Beej Shouldn't Go Out Drinking and Try to Chat Up Girls. Coming in at number 10. 10.
Baby, add me on Facebook. We can have 4 awkward chat conversations, then never speak again.
9.
Baby, are you a check? Because I've just deposited you in my wank bank.
8.
Fuck.
Something the matter, babe?
Nothing. I'm just reading our schedule out for tonight.
7.
Is your dad a thief?
Let me guess. Because he stole the stars and put them in my eyes.
Oh, no, you just look a bit chubby.
6.
Did it hurt?
When I fell from heaven?
No, whatever happened to your face?
5.
Here's 20p. Go call an ambulance, you're gonna need it.
4.
Are you a parking ticket?
Oh, cute, because I've got fine written all over me.
No, because I'd never pay you.
3.
So, do you want to be buried at mine or yours?
2.
Voices in my head told me to come and talk to you.
1.
Hey, I think I'm drunk enough to sleep with you now. New story now, and the hooked hand, one-eyed hate cleric has been extradited out of the UK and sent to the US. If you haven't heard of Abu Hamza, the Islamic hate cleric that was being under house arrest in the UK for many years, he has 2 hooked hands and 1 eye missing. Am I the only person that's thinking he might have just overdone it on his pirate costume at Halloween 1 year and then chosen a lifestyle from there?
I don't think you're alone on that one, Beej. It does look like a really piss-poor attempt at the Johnny Depp, Captain Jack Sparrow. I don't know if that will win him any favours with the US court, and, you know, maybe they'll let him off on a lower sentence because he looks a bit like a Disney character, but he still looks like a pretty mean son of a bitch, to be honest.
I think he looked himself once in the mirror and while going about his daily business and then thought, I look like a cartoon criminal. I'm going to become a cartoon criminal.
What cartoons did you grow up watching? I hardly ever see any cartoons based around terrorism, to be honest. You know, I'd applaud it if there were some more, but I certainly don't remember that episode of Tom and Jerry.
That'd be a really good episode of Tom and Jerry. My friend,
you're doing it all wrong. You do not simply strike the infidel with a pan. You strike the infidel mouse, Jerry, at his heart.
I was just thinking, what are the pros and cons of having hooks for hands? I mean, I imagine carrying shopping's a lot easier.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I suppose it is. I mean, but, you know, on the alternative, you've got... It'd be very difficult to wipe your arse, I imagine.
Yeah, Yeah, that's pretty hard. Opening canned objects, that'll be pretty good. You'd have to find a can opener. You can just hook into there.
Yeah, I imagine high-fiving children would have a high fatality rate.
Yeah, yeah, that could be quite difficult. What's the other advantages of having hooks for hands? Well, I imagine any Peter Pan conference that you go to, you'll be instantly cool.
That's true. Again, I imagine bowling would have some serious injuries.
Yeah. Any form of sport, I imagine, would be quite difficult.
I bet rock climbing would actually be quite easy.
Yeah, rock climbing, that's a point. You could hook on in there, especially if it was an ice face that you were climbing up. You'd be fucking Spider-Man.
Or extreme rabbit gutting. It's not in the Olympics yet, but fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, not his fingers aren't crossed on that, I'll tell you that.
If they were, I can always get them bent.
Yeah, back into place.
Yeah, he could smelt his hands out. He could have his hands in anything, really.
Why a hook? Why choose a hook?
It's not like you can make a lot of... there's not a lot of tasks you can do with a hook. I mean, surely that would be the least convenient. I can't imagine making food would be really easy with a hook.
I would get a series of different implements made that you can just attach on. So, like, spatula, fork.
Long sword.
I wonder if anyone's just, like, on his way to America, they just dangled him out of a boat and then just see what he caught with bait on his hooks.
On a boat or on a raft?
On a raft.
Destroyed on a pirate ship.
Just dangle him off and see if he catches any fish on his hooks.
I like it. That'd be another attachment. He could have a sail. Just have a mast.
That's well cool.
All right then, love. Your pipes are fixed.
Oh, thank you for fixing my pipes.
Bow-chow-wow. Bow-wow. That's fine, love.
I know. I'm fine.
Bow-chow-wow. Wow-wow-wow. What happened to all your clothes, love?
They fell off.
Bow-chow-wow. Bow-wow. Oh, sorry to hear that, love.
It's fine. It's sexy.
Bow-chow-wow. Wow-wow-wow. Yeah, anyway...
You can do me in any way.
Bow-chow-wow. Bow-wow. Yeah, well, I really need to get on to my next job, so could you please just, you know, pay my dues?
No, I'll give you a job.
Bow-chow-wow. Wow-wow-wow. All right, have you got another job for me? What is it?
It begins with B.
Bow-chow-wow. Bow-wow. All right, love, stop fucking about. Well, have you got another job for me or not? Because I'll need to get going, otherwise.
Well, how about I pay you?
Bow-chow-wow. Wow-wow-wow. Well, yeah, I'd really like to be paid.
In money?
Yes, in money.
Bow-chow-wow. Wow-wow.
Okay, let me get my purse. Oops, I dropped it.
All right, it's all right, love. I'll get it for you, don't worry.
No, I'll bend over.
No, don't do that. I'll just get it for you.
Alright. Okay.
There's nothing in this bag, love. It's just a dildo. There's just a dildo in here.
I know, I thought you could use it on me.
Bow-chow-wow, wow-wow-wow.
And what would you like me to do with it? Would you like me to hit you around the head with it? Because that seems like the only way I'm going to get paid at this point.
Bow-chow-wow, wow-wow.
Yeah, that's not a coherent sentence. That's just you making noises. Would you please pay me? Is this happening? Shall I just go? I feel like I should just leave at this point. I think I'm just going to leave.
Don't go!
I am going. I'm a little scared that you're chasing me, to be honest.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, well. I'll just use this.
Bounch-ka-wow, wah-wah-wah.
Stop making that noise.
Bounch-ka-wow.
I'm not paying you right now. He's gone. I'm not paying you again.
Bounch-ka-wow, wah-wah-wah.
I mean, stop it. Stop making that noise.
Bounch-ka-wow, wah-wah-wah.
Look, I'm a tight bitch. I didn't pay that guy. I'm not paying you.
Bounch-ka-wow, wah-wah-wah.
Oh, fuck you. I'm leaving too.
Bounce, wow, wow, wow.
Right, then, an update from a news story from last week about Jimmy Savile. And I'm going to give Dando a ban on this one. He's not allowed to speak because
what?
I think his immorality will get us in a lot of trouble.
All right.
I just want to read this to you. It turns out that a lady has come forward, who is a brave girl who's come forward, who was abused by Jimmy Savile while on filming for Jim Will Fix It, and she was 14. But what's particularly bad about this is that she was wheelchair bound.
All right. And you tell me before that I'm banned, so do I have no say in this?
No, you're not allowed to speak. I'm gonna read like a little bit from the Mail Online reporting of this. An actress yesterday told how she was targeted by Jimmy Savile when she appeared on Jim Will Fix It.
You won't be able to walk after I'm done with you.
Oh, Dando. Julie Fernandez, who appeared on BBC's The Office in El Arando.
I'm going to put you on bricks.
Oh, shut up. She said that Jimmy Savile groped her in the studio and described his behavior.
I'm going to touch your wheels.
Oh, Dan, stop it. Well, actually, I've just been reading this quote.
Give me a break, I'm love.
Oh, shut up. Right, seriously now. Right. Listen to this, because I took a bit of an issue with this.
All right, go on.
She said, I just remember his hands being everywhere, just lingering on those 2, 3, 4 seconds slightly too long in places that they shouldn't, which suggests to me that there is an appropriate amount of time where hands can linger in inappropriate places for it to be acceptable.
it wasn't where she was being touched, because that was perfectly fine. Just a little bit too long.
Oh, yeah, it was a little bit too long and a little bit predatory.
I don't think you can touch a child and not be a predator, you know? That's a bit wrong. I mean, now that you're talking about that, I've just found one. And it's saying that it's after the Sun reported a claim that Jimmy Savile abused a 17-year-old patient whilst they were on a visit to a psychiatric hospital.
Oh, that's
in
brilliant.
Berkshire.
That is brilliant. He is an equal opportunities child molester. That is, honestly,
he's not prejudiced. I mean, it's not like, I wouldn't sleep with them. They've only got two legs. He's not stopping. So it's
this guy was one sick motherfucker. Honestly, it's proper pissed me off that.
But it's, you know, they're all claims to be. You need to remember, I mean, none of it's been proven yet. I mean, and don't you think it's a bit strange? I mean, I'm not sticking up for him, but I do think it's really weird that it's come out after he's died. I think.
Yeah, but surely, honestly, Az, because you don't. Imagine if you had this like abuse in your background and it was in the past. I think coming forward about it would be very, very difficult, especially because like this young lady here, she's an actress, and I can imagine it'd put a bit of a black mark on her career if she was known from a young age as being the one that, you know, with history with Jimmy Savile. So
yeah.
After he's died, I think it just adds a little bit of, you know, a little bit of an in for you to come out. And after there's so many people who's come forward, but you often see this with, like situations like this, that a waterfall ends up happening, where it starts with one person coming forward and then a lot of people coming forward afterwards. So I see why it happened.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how much of it's going to be true? I mean, do you remember the claim with God, what's he called? The Greece guy. What's not Greek, you know, the guy from Greece, John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
were the masseuses, where one masseuse claimed that John Travolta sexually approached him whilst he was getting a massage from him. And then two other masseurs came out and said the exact same thing, but then it got taken to court and they dropped all charges. Well, as the original guy who did it first has brought out a book about how John Travolta stroked his leg a little bit. He's proper just cashing in. It just really annoys me how thick people can be to buy these books and just encourage this behaviour. I think it's daft.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think this is the same situation applies here, though. I think this is a genuine problem.
There's got to be some truth. I mean, yeah. There's no smoke without fire.
Yeah, I was going to say the same, yeah.
Shoot down many Krauts today?
Yes, shot down plenty of Germans.
Any tea?
Yes, I'd love some.
Ah, lovely tea. Been listening to any music lately?
Yes, I was listening to some dirty, dirty dubstep.
That sounds banging, mate. Who was you listening to?
Skrillex's remix of Cinema.
Oh, blood! The drop in that is banging. I was listening to that last night, smashed off my face on E.
Are you dizzy, blood? That shit will kill you.
Fuck that noise, pussyhole. I'm going to go get pissed.
Ha! Ha! In it, bro.
Right, so last night, Dando, I was on the way to the pub and it started proper pissing it down.
All right.
And we took shelter underneath this bus stop and this woman comes up and she's like,
"Oh, don't worry, love, we're not pushing in, just trying to get out of rain, you know how it is."
And we went, "Oh, don't worry, love, don't worry, it's fine, we're not getting a bus, we're just trying to shelter from the rain." She was like, "Oh, you do right.
Oh, look, it looks like a cat's pissed on me."
And we're like, "Oh," and then they went, oh yeah, don't worry, I've just said that, it looks like I've been pissed on." And she went, no, cat's actually just pissed on me.
Was that much an end to that conversation? We were with her then, or...
No, I just stared, dumbfounded at what's just been said, and then she started, accosting Nay on what we were doing that night, and I said, "Oh, we're just going down to the Guild pub," and she was like, "Oh, don't get involved there, they have male strippers there, I've been before, they've got male strippers there, dangling about, looking at them like, oh, look at my nuts and stuff like that." And we're like, "Oh my God, I wanted to take her name. I was trying to get a recording of it. I was going to take her name and get her to be a guest on this show." I would be like, "You are amazing."
I wouldn't let her know where you live, to be honest, but
I'd meet her in a public location, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely either a heavy smoker or a serial killer. Yeah. It's one of the two. Did she explain why a cat had managed to piss on her?
I don't think it required... If you saw her, you'd have seen that it didn't require much explanation.
Ah, right. I've already got a good idea what she looked like.
Yeah, she was one of those types where at any given moment, a cat could be pissing on her.
That's a superpower. At any given moment in time, she can be pissed on by a cat. That's one for the books. I don't think I'd have that one, to be honest.
I wonder if anyone has ever been described in that way other than her. Like,
in what way?
It's like, oh, what does she look like? If it were like a crime, which could possibly crime, and it's like, she's one of those types, you know, that looks like she can be pissed on a cat at any given moment, and then they just go, "Yeah, we know what you mean now."
Yeah, just do it like a crime sketch artist. Yeah, I think.
Exactly like that. How did you know? How did you get that? Well, I just took what you give me, really. I can just do it.
How long were you with her for?
A conversation lasted all of 3 minutes, but I think it was the 3 minutes that was the highlight of my week.
I'd still prefer to do the crab dance and talk to a crazy person, because I do that all day, to be honest. That's pretty much my job.
Talking to crazy people.
Yeah, I think the weirdest one I've had so far is, because you know I work for a bank.
Yeah.
I've had a customer call up quite angry that at the current like electricity rates that they were paying. And they said, no, I want to switch my provider to you. I was like, well, we're a bank, so we don't offer electricity or gas. And he said, well, why not? And he was really serious. He wasn't winding me up. I started laughing. He said, I don't think it's funny. I really want to move my electricity providers to you guys. And I was like, right. Well, that's not something we're looking to doing. You crazy fuck. But perhaps in the future that might be something we can try calling back then. But
you know, I hate your job. I would snap at any given moment.
Yeah, I mean the pay's all right, but if it weren't for that, I'd sooner be slaughtering chickens or children. If that was a paid job, that'd be it.
But, anyway, Dando, we're going to be actually in the same place. I don't know if as listeners know that actually we're not recording in the same room or anything. We actually do as recordings over Skype because I'm at uni in Preston and Dando works in Bradford. So we don't do it together. But next week, next Friday, I'm going to be seeing this beautiful man's face again.
Face to face, skin to skin. We'll be doing plenty of crab dance, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll be crab dancing somewhere. I'm sure we'll employ some hobo to get a video of that.
Should we get a crab? Like, keep it as a mascot. We'll get a crab each. Or, well, you contract crabs, and I'll just get a pet crab.
Oh, you nicked my joke. I was going to say, you've got plenty of them.
I'm one step ahead of you, mate.
Oh, not, always one step ahead.
Oh, one step to the side.
Oh, crab jokes,
I didn't feel good about that one, mate.
You shouldn't feel good about that.
The joke was bad and you should feel bad.
There's nothing more offensive than bad comedy.
There's plenty of things more offensive than bad comedy.
No, not anything more offensive than bad comedy.
So if I like fixed a pensioner in front of you, you'd still sooner that than like a bad pun.
I'd sooner see an 80-year-old get fisted in the vagina than you do your puns.
I think that says more about your, like, you know, your spare time and what you get up to in it rather than my puns.
No, you can't insinuate that I actually go around trying to actively find pensioners to be fisted. I'm saying that I would rather, that's a rather, it's one of those games where it's, would you rather fuck your mum or your dad? It's like that. It's,
what kind of game is that? I've never played that game. I've never heard of that game.
Let's play
life.
Now. Would you rather fuck your mum or your dad?
I don't really want to participate in this game, to be honest. If that situation arose, Beach, I'd probably just walk away and do neither.
That's not an option, Dando. There's only what? Two options to this game. Your mum or your dad?
I don't want to do it. Why are they the only two options? What situation would I be in where that would have to happen? It's, you've either got to fuck your mum or your dad.
All right, then. So I break into your house. Well, not me, but me as someone who's a nasty, sadistic man. Me.
So you.
I break into your house and I tie both your mum and your dad up and your brother up and I get you down naked and I basically said, right, we're going to torture you until you either choose whether to fuck your mum or your dad. Go.
I'd just let you torture me. Short neighbours will have heard you breaking in, so it'll be all right.
No, I'm very good at breaking in. No one's heard.
No, I'd say no, you kill me. I'm not gonna kill you.
They won't kill you, they'll just torture you until you do it.
So what so how would they do it? Would they set me free to go about doing the business?
No. They'll just force mount you onto one of them in chains.
I don't like this game, bitch. She's really sick. Can we stop? Yeah, even by my standards, it's getting far too graphic and real. I'm actually getting scared.
I've got a book out here of how to play, and you lose it at the moment.
All right. I didn't know you could read, to be honest. I'm surprised you got a book. Is it Braille?
Oh, for our listeners, I am not blind.
Just
I'm not blind.
No, I'm joking. You're not illiterate, but yeah. Can we find another game to play? How about a nice game of not?
Okay, your dad or your brother?
Dad, it's the same game. It's not the person that's a problem. It's the game, you sick fuck. Fucking hell! I don't like this game.
Fine, brother or mum?
Fuck off. I'm not playing. I like how this is like a nice change. It's you like creeping me out. For a change.
All right, then let's go to our contact details. You can find us on the Twitter page, and you can participate in the game. That's at DMPcast. DMPcast, and you can email us at digitalnarcotics@icloud.com, or you can like our Twitter page, just search for us on Facebook. And that's pretty much it. So I really want people to email in or tweet or whatever. If anyone's used any of the chat up lines previously in the episode, or their answers to the game that Dan does too much of a pussy or to play. So
I'm sorry, I'm too much of a pussy or to fuck my own dad.
Come on, man. Real men fuck men. It's
What would you do then? Because I know
no,
what I do.
No. I ask the questions. That's one of the rules. I ask the questions.
Do you know what I'd do if I were you? I'd fuck your mum.
My brother, man.
Fair jokes, enough. Yeah, fair jokes, play. He's a tasty piece of young me.
No, he's a listener.
He's a listener.
Yeah, he's a listener, and he's going to be like, this is going to be awkward over Christmas.
I think I might just like play this, like one of the episodes at the next family meal and just record the reaction.
Yeah. That'd be quite good. Yeah. Anyway, guys, right, that's bye from me, Beej.
And bye from me, Dando.
Oh, he's creeped out now, bless him.
I'm going to go home and like get a shower clutching my knees in the corner.
It's okay, babe. It's okay. It won't really make you do it. I will make you do it.
Fuck off.
Bye now. Wow.